Hey, I've got some game time tips to share with Frigidaire. When you're hosting during football season, you've got to be ready for every kind of craving. Somebody wants fresh pizza. Somebody wants crispy wings. Somebody's asking if there's sliders. That's when you need more than one call in the playbook. Frigidaire offers ranges and wall ovens with over 15 cooking modes, so you can tackle hosting with confidence. There's stone-baked pizza for restaurant-quality pizza in as little as 2 minutes. Air fry mode for crispy favorites, and air sous vide for juicy tender sliders. Plus, there's slow cook, no preheat, and more. Stone-baked pizza and air fry, both built right in your oven. That's the game time MVP combo. So when you're hosting before kickoff, Frigidaire helps you cover every craving. Available at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Only when using stone-baked pizza mode. Cook time requires preheat and reheat and may vary based on ingredients.
It's Saturday. The tailgate crew is on the way. You've got the cooler iced, comfortable seating, and oof, where's the charcoal for the grill? No worries. That's when Express Delivery from the Home Depot can help. Order in the app or online, get what you need delivered fast, and track it along the way so you can get set up in time for kickoff. Get what you need in 2 hours or less with Express Delivery from the Home Depot. Subject to availability, order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. Restrictions and fees apply.
Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here we go again.
The Rich Eisen Show.
You guys are like a joke.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, the Ringer NFL insider, Tom Pelissero, former NFL head coach, Sean McDermott. Coming up, CBS NFL analyst, Trent Green. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Trent Green is about to join us from CBS Sports. He's joining us in advance of another big-time football season. And we just had a great first 2 hours, if I may say so. Sean McDermott joined the program. That was a fine chat with the former Bills coach. Hour one, Tom Pelissero, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, bunch of phone calls. If you missed the first 2 hours, there's our Disney Plus page to rewatch it. There's our podcast to listen to it whenever you want. There's also our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, Instagram, TikTok, so much more. Threads, the Dreadful X.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. People on the street.
That's how we used to do it.
People in the streets. Hey, the Rich Eisen Show is coming. One if by TV, two if by radio.
Water cooler. Hey, did you see Rich last night? You heard what he said?
Yeah.
You heard what Feller said?
A water cooler. Two if by water cooler. All right, listen. I made a request of the commissioner of our fantasy league, our guillotine league that's been drafting since the very first moment of the show.
Yeah.
Cooper went on the clock just as he went into school. They take his phone away. He'd get auto-picked twice, so... If you don't mind, we're pausing the draft for a bit.
Wow.
Draft is paused.
What do you mean, wow?
I mean, would you do that for someone else?
I absolutely would.
I don't know, man.
Wait, they actually, like, turn their phones in?
Dude,
every day?
No. There are some places that put it in a pouch like it's a Chappelle concert. a Chappelle show. No, it's just like if you take it out and you're caught, like, looking at it and whatever, it's a big problem. Right. So it may be let's just hope he has like a lunch break. If he has a lunch break, I'll find out.
Rich, yeah. Here's the problem though. If there was a problem, they'd call the parent. You're the parent and you're okay with it. So I don't see where there's a problem.
I'm okay with it. They're not calling me to say, hey, oh, you mean if he's caught with his phone?
Yeah, like,
yeah, what's the punishment?
I don't want to go with that way. It's just, he shouldn't. He's, he,
I honestly rule think, follower, I think we should switch schools.
Okay. Over this. That's a radical choice.
Sounds
she
great.
Mentioned that to Suze when she joins us in 17 minutes right, time from right. Women's Sports Now to talk about Kathy
school.
Engelbert seems, retiring.
New school. Seems laxed at Redondo High.
They're also, speaking of basketball departures, there may be a conversation about a release of fandom With the Clippers on this.
Uh-oh.
That's coming up. Let's take a phone call while we're waiting for Trent Green to hit on our Zoom screen. Let's go to Julie in Minnesota.
Julie
in Minnesota, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Julie?
Hi, how are you?
How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm putting it out there. I'm going to do the Browns win-lose.
Oh, you want to do a Browns win-loss game from Minnesota, huh?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay,
I do.
A Cleveland Browns fan, I assume?
Yes.
Okay, we can't have any haters. We just don't want
any. The person I'm with has also been a fan since, like, I don't know, since he's been born 50 years ago.
But, okay, no, here we go. Give the music.
I have faith that they're going to do well this year.
Well, let's go. Well, let's go game by game and see what you think here. Yep. What happens when they visit Jacksonville to start the season?
Lost.
All right. Then they visit Tampa at Baker.
Win.
Ah. Now we're home against the Panthers.
I got lost.
All right. 1-2 now home against the Steelers on a Thursday night.
I have a win.
That's 2-2 now at the Jets.
Win.
3-2 now home for the Ravens.
Win.
4-2 at the Titans.
Win.
That's 4 in a row now. 5-2 at the Steelers.
Lose.
By the way, I love the difference in your emotions here. I like it. At the Saints.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fun. No, I like it. You're like, win. Like, oh, lose. I like it. 5-3 at the Saints.
Lose.
5-4 home for the Texans.
I'll lose for sure. I think the Texans are going to go to the Super Bowl, but that's beside the point.
I'm loving the takes here. 5-5 home for the Raiders.
Win.
6-5 home for the Bengals.
Win.
7-5 home for the Falcons.
Win.
8-5 at the Giants.
Lose.
8-6 at the Ravens.
Lose.
8-7 home for the Colts.
Win.
9-7 at the Bengals.
Lose.
9-8, Julie in Minnesota is, I believe, better than most people think.
Yeah.
No, of course. And I know all that. It's just
so good.
You know, I love the rookie quarterback. I love that rookie quarterback. And I think he's going to get to play this year. And I'm holding out hope that the Browns don't screw it up.
So you're saying Shador is the one that you
say? No, not Shador. I'm saying Deshaun has been there, done that. Oh. He's okay. Out as far as I'm concerned. But then we have it's the Arkansas quarterback, Green.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the call. Julie in Minnesota, everybody.
You are welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. She's going deep down the depth chart, huh?
Right.
Chris, you want to fill everybody in?
Yeah, that's Tavarin Green.
Okay. I didn't even know he existed.
So. Yeah.
Oh, guess what?
Who is the Browns? They kept all four quarterbacks.
I hear you. All right, let's talk about quarterbacks named Green. His name is Trent Green, ladies and gentlemen, from CBS, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. You can see on his shirt. Right. What's up, Trent? How are you?
Hey, Rich. Going from one green to the other. How about that?
I could see that.
She had me working my Rolodex of quarterbacks.
We were, too.
Taylor Green.
I honestly thought she was mistakenly kindly referring to Shador still as the rookie quarterback. But anyway, good to see you, Trent. How are you, bud?
It's always great to see you and hear you, Rich. And
right back.
I was just thinking about it. We go back all the way to 2003.
Well, so, Trent Green, you are referring to the fact that, gents, you are looking at the first ever in-studio guest in the history of NFL Network.
Hey.
Right.
You are also looking at the first ever on-set guest after a Thursday night football game on NFL Network. After winning a Thanksgiving game for the Kansas City Chiefs, correct, Trent Green? Am I correct on both of these?
That was against the Broncos. It was the first Thanksgiving night game, that Thursday night game against Denver. So,
that's right, and that was also a very famous night because Adam Schefter broke the news that no matter how Jake Plummer was going to play in that game, Jay Cutler was getting the start after that game. That was back when I used to work with Schefter. And I remember Pat Bowlen came into the parking lot looking for Schefter to find out how he got the information. I will never forget that. But I do remember you coming by for NFL Network in week 10 of the season. The Chiefs were undefeated still. And you showed up because you were doing Wheel of Fortune down the street, right?
Yes, we were. That was when you know, they had a bunch of different players that would come out and play for charity, play with different fans. So yeah, I was right down the road doing Wheel of Fortune. And then they're like, hey, you want to run over to the studio? You're going to be interviewed. You'll be the first in studio guest. And I was like, let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do it.
First guest we ever had was Paul Tagliabue. May he rest in peace. That was the first NFL Total Access. And then we fired up Bears Camp for Brian Urlacher. And then you strolled in the studio. It's 23 years ago this November, Trent. Look at us still.
Well, I remembered you had told I knew that Urlacher was the first player.
Yes.
And then they said you're going to be the first to in studio, but Urlacher is going to be the first player. And I was like, listen, hey, I'm ready to roll. So it was and here we are. We're still hanging in there, Ritz. That's a good thing.
We are exactly that. And you're back in your college colors, are you not? Pretty much right there. Looks very similar.
Close, yeah.
Right?
It's, but I am here in Bloomington. I am here in Bloomington with Dr. Pepper and celebrating the fandom that is college football. Well, it's going to be an exciting weekend. It's a kickoff to college football and the first ever fan wall of fame. So Dr. Pepper has put together a fan wall of fame right off of Kirkwood, which is the main drag in Bloomington. And what better place to put it than the defending national champion. Can you believe that? Can you believe
say it again,
Rich?
Trent. Say it again. Say it again.
You know, I usually follow it up with the undefeated national champion, Indiana Hoosiers. So,
that's correct. What do you think of Cignetti?
Isn't that crazy? Cignetti, what a job he's done.
Right? What do you know? Seriously, have you met him, I imagine? Have you come across him, picked his brain? What do you got for me on that front?
So here's an interesting story. It was during his first season. He and I were mainly texting back and forth and just kind of getting to know one another. And, you know, because I'm traveling on the weekends doing games for CBS, doing the NFL, I can't really get to town. So I would just try and text him or call him whenever I could. The first time we got on the phone together, he reminded me that one of his first jobs in college football was as a quarterback coach at Rice University. One of my visits coming out of high school was to Rice University.
Come on.
And I love their business school. The football program wasn't the strongest. But at that time I was more interested in business school. So a lot of my visits were based on business schools. And Kurt Cignetti was the quarterback coach when I went there as a high school senior on an official visit. And he reminded me of that. I would like to say I remember it, and I remember the sit down with him. But he had told me somebody else was recruiting me. It was their area of the country to recruit, but Kurt was the position coach. So he and I spent a couple hours together going over film and talking about the offense at Rice. So he had to remind me of that. Gosh, I'm not even going to tell you how many years ago that was.
And now look at both of you, obviously, in different parts of the football world. Fernando Mendoza's challenge is what now, Trent?
Well, I think there's so many. When you look at what has gone on with the Raiders, not only the move out of Oakland, going to Vegas, the number of changes they've had at head coach, the number of changes they've had in the front office, adding new pieces to the ownership puzzle. There have been a lot of things going on. We also can talk about some of the off the field things that have happened with coaches and players that have kind of sidetracked what the organization was doing. So not to get too deep into the weeds of all that stuff, but there's a lot going on with the Raiders. But as you can see, with Kirk Cousins coming in, with Fernando Mendoza coming in, with Max Crosby appears to be staying with the Raiders. There are pieces in place and they've always had cap room. You look at the last couple of years, what they've been able to do with the cap and who they've been able to bring in free agency wise. You look at from a coaching standpoint, now they've got a fresh start once again with another coach and another coaching staff. There are opportunities for this organization and obviously Fernando is going to be right at the front of that because of where they took him and what they're expecting from him. It's not going to be an easy division. You look at what Denver did. They won the division. You look at the Chargers. They made the playoffs. Oh, and by the way, you know, three of the last six Super Bowls have been won by the Chiefs, and they're in that division also. And Patrick Mahomes is coming back in 9 months from an ACL, LCL. So it's a tough division. They've got their hands full, but Mendoza, it appears, with what's going on with the organization and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to build it, he's going to be in position to have that type of success.
Does he look like he's a pro? Does he look like he can be a highly successful pro to you, Trent?
I think he does. I think he does. When you look at him from a size, speed, the mental part of it, like you need to see a game slow down. And I think that's what – you go back to last year's season, and I remember the first couple of games, and I was trying to watch him in development. And as that season grew a year ago, the comeback win after the interception at Oregon – the comeback win at Iowa, the comeback win at Penn State, the win against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, the dismantling of Alabama in the bowl game, in the Rose Bowl. You just go down the line of all the different things that came up and how he was mentally able to keep that focus and keep concentration and deal with adversity the way that he was able to. And the guys on the team loved him. I know several players, some of my former teammates at Indiana, their sons were on the team. And I said, okay, tell me about Fournette. Like, how do you guys really think about him? Because in the media, you know, we would see some of the quirkiness of the interviews and we were like, okay, what's going on here? The guys loved him. They loved everything about him. And you can see that type of response. And I, you know, I anticipate him just being himself with the Raiders and guys buying in as much as here in Bloomington, they bought into it.
Trent Green here on the Rich Eisen Show. A quarterback getting set to play a game where Myles Garrett's there and Aaron Donald's there thinks what leading up to it?
Well, normally you only have to worry about one. So yes. You're like, okay, let's focus protection on that one person. Mm-hmm. But now I want to say they're going to line up because you know they're going to move him around, right? They're going to line up Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett right next to each other. Mm. So it's like, okay, do we take all five guys and block there? You got to look at that defensive line. You look at the entire defense. Like, I know those two are the centerpieces. That defense is stacked. I was a big Jared Verse fan. I'm still a Jared Verse fan. I think he's going to do well in Cleveland because I think he's very talented. But when you've got two guys that are, you know, hands down first ballot Hall of Famers and game changers. Now I'm assuming Aaron Donald comes back the way he left the NFL, that he's just going to be a dominant force. I don't see him doing anything. I don't see him coming in and saying, hey, you know what? I'm only going to take about 30 to 40% of the snaps. I'm just going to be a situational guy. I don't see Aaron Donald. I don't see his makeup in that manner. I see him wanting to be out there as much as he possibly can. I think it may take some time, like just from a endurance wise to build up to that. Although if you watch any of his workout videos, it looks like he's in better shape now than he was when he left. So as an opposing quarterback, you better get the ball out of your hands quickly.
And then your Super Bowl prediction would be what, Trent? I know you've got Chargers and Cardinals Week one for CBS with Kevin Harlan. Your old guys are always a great listen. So I understand you're going to be seeing a lot of teams. But that said, yes. This is sports talk radio. If you wouldn't mind giving me your prediction as to who's going to be the last two teams to play in the stadium that you're going to be calling your first game in this year.
Well, I think if everybody stays healthy, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Rams, just because they're so stacked. I know everybody's picking them. It's, you know, you look at the odds, you look at all the, you know, Matthew Stafford's the reigning MVP, and now you add pieces on defense with Garrett and Donald coming back, and you trade for the two corners that were in Kansas City and McDuffie and Watson. You got two great safeties. Your linebackers are stacked. I mean, the Rams have all the pieces there. It's just a matter of staying healthy. It's a tough division with the 49ers. And with Seattle, the defending Super Bowl champs, it's not going to be easy. But I would think NFC-wise, you know, even though, once again, it's everybody's pick, I think the Rams are just so stacked. It'd be a matter of just staying healthy. On the AFC side, I think it's a lot more up in the air. I think there are probably five or six teams that could potentially be in the Super Bowl. I think if you're making me pick one right now,
yes, sir,
as long as Bo Nix is healthy, mm-hmm. I think that Denver is probably in the best position to get it done. You know, New England with a young quarterback, they were in the Super Bowl a year ago. You got to see how they're going to do in terms of transitioning after a year of success when nobody expected the success that they had. But then in the AFC West, Kansas City is going to be right up there in the mix just because Mahomes is coming back. The Chargers are going to be part of that mix. Houston's going to be part of the mix down in the South just because their defense is so strong. And if they can get their offense going, it's going to be a formidable team. The Colts, Daniel Jones is coming back. So there are a number of different teams that can jump up there into it. But if you're making me pick one, I would say Denver. Right now, I would think Denver in the AFC and the Rams in the NFC.
Well, enjoy the new fan wall of fame in Bloomington with Dr. Pepper. And hopefully Dr. Pepper will keep you on for the back part of the season when they have fans throw a ball into a Dr. Pepper can. The shove passes that people do.
Oh, yeah, the scholarship throw. That's
not,
right, yeah.
It's not acceptable. I don't find it acceptable. They got to go.
the put, it's more like jump shots, right? They're just kind of, you know, it's right. A shuffle. But yeah,
do something about that, will you, Trent? And say hi to Kevin Harlan for me, will you?
We definitely will. Yeah, Kevin's the best. This will be year number 7 for Kevin and I doing games. It's a lot of fun. So I appreciate it, Rich.
Of course. Always great to catch up with you, Trent Green, courtesy of Dr. Pepper and, of course, CBS Sports right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Trent Green.
Boom.
Awesome. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, Suze will join us to talk about Kathy Engelbert for a bit, and then I turn my attention to you, TJ Jefferson.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm told. I've got paperwork here. I don't know if we're going to fill it out or not, but we'll see.
Time to have an uncomfortable conversation.
About the Los Angeles Clippers? Yep. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Your phone calls, Suze, TJ, Coop's on the clock, but we've paused it because he's in class. It's coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Back on The Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. All right, Kathy Engelbert's retiring. At the ripe retirement age of 61. Go figure that. Joining us now to talk about it is one of the squad of women's sports now, Susie Schuster. How are you, Suze? Oh, you're wearing the shirt. Hi. Look what you're wearing the shirt. Okay.
Wait, what shirt?
Nice. Good one. I like it. Good to see you. How are you?
Thank you. You want to talk about the retirement?
Well, I mean, I know we're using air quotes, and that's slightly, if not thoroughly disrespectful.
Retiring in quotes was trending on Twitter today.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Is that what that is? Okay.
Is that right?
I'll give you the floor. What are your thoughts? Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
The greats don't shy away from change. They attack it head on with confidence, preparation, and a clear strategy. KPMG LLP and their transformation professionals work with organizations across industries using their advanced AI to help them move faster, work smarter, and adapt with purpose. Because in today's business environment, winning teams don't react to change, they shape it. Learn more at visit.kpmg.us/velocity.
Look, I think that she oversaw incredible growth in the 7 years that she was there. She thought she would be there for 3.5. When she came in, she was the first commissioner. She got them through the bubble phase very successfully. And she was part of this, obviously, the other side of this collective bargaining agreement that paid these women what they deserved to be paid finally. But, you know, the one thing about Adam Silver, and I've known him for 30 years, is he is the most personable human being. He made such an effort to not only be the commissioner, but to get to know his players. And I think we see that a lot in Roger Goodell. And I think that Kathy kept that that separation between the players far too greatly. I think there's such resentment from the last year of how things went down, not only with officiating, but on social issues that have taken over so many aspects of the league. And I think whoever comes in next is going to have to make a concerted effort to get to know these players more where they are as human beings. And you know, look, she had an incredible background at Deloitte, and she did oversee incredible growth. In 2019, the average price for a franchise was $10 million. It's $460 million now. And they're expanding the league as they are, as you know, with it seems like every 2 years, there's two more teams. But there has to be a relationship, and that was why 2 weeks ago I officially launched Nneka Ogumike's presidency. I feel like I may actually run her campaign. I want to go out there, and I actually announced on Women's Sports Now that she will be the next commissioner. And I know it sounds tricky. Obviously, the Board of Governors has to say it's okay. Would Adam Silver want somebody who came from the player side? But maybe that's just what this league needs.
Yeah, I mean, again, a great way to put it, separation between commissionership and players, that there has to be some sort of a bridge. And there also has to be something that I would think the next commissioner will have to do, is that when the narratives outside of the association take over the association and do it in a way that overshadows the play of the association, something needs to be done by the association to take control of the narrative. And that has not happened this year.
No, week in and week out on our show, on Women's Sports Now on ESPN, wherever you find your Women's Sports Now. Mm-hmm. Look, every week we'd be talking about that. And Don Bowie, who's sitting in the chair today, we'd sit there saying, oh, we have so much good play to talk about, but we have to address a dildo being thrown on the court, and you know that happening across sports. We'd have to talk about
and it's canter
trans rights, and we finally said, Renee Montgomery and I said, let's not talk about this. Let's talk about the players. Let's talk about the Fever. Let's talk about my favorite human being, Olivia Miles, aside from our family, of course. Let's talk about the fact that Ryan Howard is balling. We're really not talking about what's happening on the court. We're constantly caught up in this social media vortex. And she should have stepped in front of the cameras and said, enough is enough. Like, if I thought about this from a PR perspective, week in and week out, why isn't she putting herself out there? And you mentioned earlier in the first hour about her blowing off Dan Patrick. She could have gone on and he would have grilled her and he would have argued. But for her to have day in and day out said, I'm going to do it, or having her people day in and day out say, I'm going to be there. And we saw her there. She could have made the time. It's just bad PR. And this league is at such an inflection, and we've never seen such interest in the WNBA as we do right now. But all people wanted to talk about were the social issues and the fact that she was abdicating responsibility, or so it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be the headline.
I'm absolutely with you. You mentioned Nneka Ogumike. You said you wanted to run her candidacy. Why?
Yes, like to run her candidacy. She was the MVP in 2016. She has been the president of the WNBPA for the last decade. I always mix up the acronyms. I have to make sure I did that right, but whatever. You know me, I like to mix metaphors and acronyms.
You got it. You nailed it.
But the fact of the matter is she's beloved by the players, but respected by the owners. And that's that perfect blend that you need. They call her Madam President for a reason. She is a leader. She's a leader amongst the women of the league and so well respected by owners across. So she'd be a really interesting choice. Boy, that Ogumike family, Shanae, of course, her sister, who's a major ESPN analyst, they're the brightest group. And I just see the fact that she could have longevity there. She could grow it out. Mark Tatum, who's the NBA deputy commissioner and the COO, he's a possibility. We remember that Adam took over for David Stern. So there's a legacy there, a play within the NBA of somebody who's growing up within it, taking over. But I like, you know, like, I'm thinking like Andrea Brimmer from Ally Financial. She's invested equal amount of money in NWSL, in WNBA, et cetera. She put the equal amount of money that she invests into men's and women's sports. She could be somebody that would be a really great leader as well. But I like NECA. I just think they need a big, out-of-the-box, exciting play here. And that seems like putting NECA there with longevity would be the perfect play. I argued with Renee about this, like she'd love to see her go into ownership, but I don't know. This seems pretty exciting.
Well, I think as everybody's surmising, Susie Schuster multitasking is only she can. and I always will sing your praises, Suze. You are the greatest multitasker I've ever known, ever met, ever loved. You delivered an outstanding breakdown of the top story in the W today while holding the leash of our new puppy.
Oh, you can hear
that is to your left.
Yep.
So, that was going down. That's why it's there she is. There's Whoa. Summer. Okay.
She's a rescue golden from Retrievers and Friends in Menifee, California.
There you go. And so that was going down the entire time while you were delivering, and including a dog toy getting squeaked at the name of Mark Tatum being invoked, which is only
she loves Mark Tatum.
Since he's the smilingest deputy commissioner in the history of deputy commissioners.
Right.
Yeah.
Summer getting some time.
He's got a squeaky clean background, Rich.
Look at you. Look at you turning the phrase. All right. Before I let you go, crucial information. Coop is on the clock in not one but two fantasy guillotine leagues right now in a draft. I suggested we pause it because he's in high school right now. They do not let him have his phone, right? Like lunch?
Not even, no. Harvard Westlake in the upper school.
Listen.
Well, anyway, it's whatever. They have a very strict no phone policy. Chris, I heard you earlier saying he should switch schools. I think Sarah's planning on sending him there, so maybe not a good idea.
No, but the whole point of this is he can. So we have to pause it until he's out of school, correct? That's what we got to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
So we're all.
Wouldn't you do that? How do you put him on auto pick? He'll lose his mind.
He will. He'll be so upset. Like he would bring it up the entire season.
So eight.
Like even if he gets through like the first half of the season perfectly, week nine, but you put me on auto pick, Dad.
So 17 of us have to suffer?
Huh?
So 17 of us have to suffer?
By the way, do we have Vinny Pasquantino's response on our text chain, first baseman of the Kansas City Royals after we pause the draft? Can I propose a pause if I'm on the clock between 7:10 and 10 o'clock central? I'll make my pick shortly after 10.
By the way, I thumbs up. That's me thumbs up. I acquiesce.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we'll do.
He's got a job.
Major League Baseball, you know?
Cooper did say, Mom, it's pretty cool that I'm on a fantasy with Vinny Pasquantino, isn't it, Mom?
He's so
I'm like,
psyched.
Oh, yeah, Cooper.
Because Vinny loves engaging with him, too. All right, Suze, thanks for the time.
Cooper should have took the day off today.
There you go. There's Susie Schuster in Summer.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Bye, Summer.
There we go. Right there.
Taking a quick break to tell you how Saturday's game time can get a little messy. Your crew just came over to watch. Snacks on the table, drinks in hand, and somebody celebrating like they just won the whole season and beyond. And when that energy gets going, your walls can end up taking the hit. Whether it's a big spill or a noticeable scuff, that's where Behr Ultra Interior Paint comes in. It adds an extra durable, stain-blocking finish that helps your walls hold up for the whole season. It also delivers outstanding coverage and hide in fewer coats with easy application and a smooth, even finish that goes on clean from the first pass. Plus, that easy, clean finish helps walls stay looking new longer. So before the next kickoff, give your space game-ready defense and coverage that goes the distance. Bear Ultra, only at the Home Depot.
Rich Eisen here. We talk a lot about battles in sports. Teams battling through adversity, athletes fighting for every yard. The toughest warriors I've ever seen, though, aren't on the field. They're kids fighting cancer. Their families standing beside them. Doctors, nurses, caregivers. That's why I'm proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 28 years, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research, raising more than $303 million and supporting over 40,000 children. Learn more and donate at HyundaiUSA.com/Hope on Wheels.
Coop's getting let off the hook, by the way. I think he should be taking more grief for this.
Well, for what? For going to school?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He knew he had a draft today.
Yeah, priority high.
Yeah, so are you serious? Retirement in quotes was trending?
Retirement in quotes was trending on Twitter today.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. This has been expected, assumed, that some graceful exit would be delivered. They've been talking about it on Women's Sports Now for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some commissioner that would step up and say, hey, Ennis, stay in your lane.
Right.
Or some commissioner that would step up and go, this is why this is happening. Or step up and talk about the officiating and tell everyone to back off. Or get something on the books about the officiating for everyone to know about in a better way. I mean, they may have been doing this behind the scenes, but it certainly has not landed in many ways, shapes, or forms.
No.
So and I feel bad of just laying it all at the feet of one person, but that's what you are when you're a commissioner. And as Susie pointed out, I mean, the explosion of revenues and things of that nature, you do tip a cap to a commissioner, but a lot of that is born of the outstanding players that have come into the association. It's just it's been like everything but the play.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's too bad.
Wasn't that used to be who's got next, right? Wasn't that the phrase?
We've got next.
How about we've got next for somebody else's narrative? And by the way, that's the first time I've ever heard Susie talk about a certain object while holding the leash of a puppy.
Nothing to say.
TJ, you always fell out of your chair.
I'm just going to leave it.
Well, I didn't expect to hear it.
Yeah, with not
Women's Sports Now, you can watch the episode that aired yesterday, 6 p.m. Eastern, on all Disney platforms, Disney Plus, Hulu.
Hello.
There's their Women's Sports Now YouTube channel. There's also WSN on ESPN on Instagram, and so many different ways that you can follow the exploits and thoughts of the squad. Susie says Sarah got a troll hat from the team yesterday.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, they made her a troll hat. Yeah. It's like you have to start wearing that on stage.
Okay. Well, we're all about, you know, you got married to Sarah.
That's right.
And I just recently, it's all about obviously your marriage. You were talking about your stepkid. You've been married how long now?
Just over 2 years.
Right. 23 years and counting for me and Susie. There's about to be a divorce settlement, apparently.
Uh-oh.
I have a document with TJ's name on it, with the Los Angeles Clippers name on it as well. When we come back,
we'll see.
Divorce court.
Maybe.
On the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, to wrap up an otherwise harmonious week.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show, our friends at SoFi would like to remind you that there is a SoFi personal loan right there to help you achieve something once thought impossible, and that's overcoming high interest credit card debt. Please walk the tightrope of your finances and know you can do so with one low fixed rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank, N.A. member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. AJ in San Antonio, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
All right. You wanted to play the win-loss game for the Houston Texans?
Sure do.
All right. Go for it. Here we go. Hit it. Buffalo is the first home game. What happens?
I think they continue that streak against Buffalo, and I think they win.
Oh, man. By the way, what a sneaky week one game that we're not talking about.
Fact.
Bengals at Texans.
I think they win that one.
2-0. Now you're in Indianapolis.
They get snake bitten a lot in Indianapolis, I feel like. So I think that they could get bitten.
All right. 2-1 now. Home for the Cowboys.
I think that's a Super Bowl preview, and I think the winner of that is going to inspire the winner of the Super Bowl. I don't think the winner of this game is going to win the Super Bowl, but I think this one goes to the Cowboys.
Okay, 2-2 now at the Titans.
Win.
3-2 home for in Wembley against the Jaguars.
The Jags win all the time in Wembley, but I think they end the streak there.
All right, so it's 4-2. By the way, they got smoked in Wembley last year. I know I was calling the game. Texans hosting the Giants, 4-2.
I think they win that one.
5-2 home, at the Chargers.
They win.
6-2 at the Browns.
They smoke them.
The home for the Colts on a Thursday night.
They win that one.
That's now
they
six win wins one. In a row. You're 8-2 home for the Ravens.
I think they win that one.
9-2 at the Steelers. Hello?
I'm sorry. I think that they could lose that one, but I'm going to call that a win.
Sounds good. 10. You now have 8 wins in a row, 10-2 at the Commanders.
I think they win that one.
11-2 home for the Jaguars.
I think they crash against the Jags.
12. They crash or they win? Is it a win or a loss?
They lose.
Okay. Sorry about that. That's a win streak that's gone now. Now you're at the Eagles on Christmas Eve.
I think they lose that one.
And that's 2 in a row at the Packers on a Monday night, week 17.
Bounce back and win it.
13-3, home for the Titans.
I think they win that one, and I think they win the division.
14-3. You win the conference with that, pal. That's AJ in San Antonio. Thanks again, and happy birthday to your son.
One seed.
There you go. Let's go to Terzo in Iowa, line 2. All rise,
Terzo.
Everybody. What's going on, Terzo?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I had depositions this morning, and then I popped in to hear TJ might be getting a divorce, so I wanted to lend my legal expertise just to make sure that he's making the right decision.
Wait, hold on a second, real quick. Is this pro bono, or are we on the clock?
Oh, it's for you guys, it's always pro bono. Come
there you
on,
go.
You know that.
Pro bono, as in free legal
free.
Advice from our resident lawyer.
Doesn't come easy.
Terzo in Iowa, TJ. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. What?
I'm waiting for the advice.
Okay.
So, TJ, if I understand this right, you're about ready to sign over your fandom for the Clippers. And I understand that that's probably, you know, right at the forethought of where a lot of Clippers fans are, given everything that's gone on. But you also got to remember why you became a Clippers fan in the first place. And has this necessarily or inevitably changed your guys' relationship forever? So if the Philadelphia 76ers fall short and they revert back to kind of not being the team that they are right now, you know, you're still always going to have that little missing piece of what the Clippers always kind of filled in there for you.
Well,
so
I don't know if this changes anything.
Drastic change, just think about it.
I don't know if this changes anything, Terzo, but hang on for a second. The language isn't you breaking up with the Clippers. Am I correct on that front, TJ Jefferson?
I mean, I haven't even said what I was going to do yet.
Okay, go for it. What are you going to do? Because I you have the floor. What do you got? Your legal counsel is staying on the line, sort of like a congressional hearing,
right,
where you can just put your hand over the microphone and get some legal advice.
Yeah, no, all due respect, no legal advice needed. Okay. This was a journey that I started on September the 11th, 1999, the day I moved to Los Angeles. I got here as a lifelong Sixer fan. I love basketball. Basketball is my favorite game. I love football, but basketball, like Curtis Blow, is my favorite sport. And I knew we didn't have streaming. We didn't have stuff like that. I couldn't really watch the Sixers. So I needed to adopt a new West Coast team. I didn't want to root for the Lakers, Rich.
That's understandable. I get it.
Just because I didn't want people to look at me as a bandwagon jumper.
Understood.
Right? But I loved Shaquille. I loved Kobe. I loved Ron Harper. I loved Rick Fox. But I said, no, I'm going to take a chance on the little brothers here. And it was fun. I became a Clippers fan, and we had some good times. We had some good Elton Brand, Corey Maggette, you know, Q Richardson, Darius Miles days, Brockman, and then Lob City came, and
yeah,
that was awesome. And then, you know, we shipped off Blake Griffin, and that sucked. And then here comes Kawhi, and I thought maybe we got a new billionaire owner who wasn't a racist piece of crap like the last one. Maybe this would change everything.
Good point.
But I really messed up, guys, because I do love basketball so much. My pride made me not become a Laker fan. And because of that, I missed out on 6 championships. There's 6 parades I could have been a part of. But I'm like, no, I'm going to make a stand here. I'm going to stand for something. Well, after everything that has just gone down, it's just not worth standing for it anymore, man. It really just isn't. I love the Clippers. I spent 26 years giving everything to them. Bought the jerseys, went to the games, took a lot of crap. But after what happened now, I think it's time, man. I think it's time to move on. And I got less time ahead of me than I got behind me. I want to have happiness. I'm going to concentrate on LeBron James and the Philadelphia 76ers. And to the Los Angeles Clippers, I say thank you, but it's time for me to go.
Wow. Well stated, sir.
Well done.
All right. But now can we have Terzo back on the phone? You there, Terzo?
Yeah, I'm here, and TJ, great. I heard exactly what you said, and as your legal counsel, I ain't going to stand in your way when it comes to that. That was a well thought out,
beautiful, and emotional.
Well thought out, and that I get where you're coming from. So kudos, my man. And sometimes you just got to rip that Band-Aid off.
You know, Terzo, the other thing is, like, let's be honest. Most of us realize in this world, billionaires are playing a game that the rest of us aren't even supposed to know about. I'm not going to vilify Kawhi Leonard for being a pawn who gamed the system. I'm not even mad about what happened with him because the owners and people have been doing stuff like this for years. So I'm not going to knock Kawhi for winning a game he should never have been a part of, should never have won. Good for him, you know?
Listen, as a Jet fan, thanks, Terzo, appreciate it. There we have the release of fandom. Presented to the Los Angeles Clippers.
Now, my problem is forever, because you've seen many instances where people they get married, they date in high school.
So you're not signing this?
No, I'm going to sign it, but I'm saying forever is a mighty long time. Who knows? Maybe 10 years from now, we'll be on the dating app. We'll both swipe right, and maybe we'll come back together and, you know, maybe we can work something out. But as for right now, Los Angeles Clippers, I appreciate you guys and all the fandom, but it's time for TJ Jefferson to hop off that bandwagon.
Okay.
Says forever. I take this fake notary stuff very seriously.
Well, I mean, we could cross out the forever.
Yeah, all right. There went
just,
my seriousness.
You just cross out the forever part. That's not a problem. And as a Jet fan, I file an amicus brief on your behalf.
Amicus?
Yes. That means I support your.
Oh.
I think it's only fitting that you should use.
Definitely.
An always first environment pen.
Yep. Absolutely. Well done. So, look at TJ.
Forever. We're going to put a question mark there.
Okay. Wow.
Good. TJ, unbelievable.
Well done.
Hug it out. We're back to wrap it on Disney Plus in a second.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.